And you're here with us for paper 11.
I am. Okay, agenda paper 11 looks at the question of whether the holder of an equity instrument in a central bank should derecognise its investments on the exchange of that instrument for another equity instrument on different terms. In July, you tentatively decided not to add the issue to your agenda, and we've received three comment letters. One of these disagrees with the tentative agenda decision. They request that the Interpretations Committee refer the broader issue about the lack of guidance about derecognition of modified financial assets to the ISB. We note that the ISB and the Interpretations Committee has already considered this broader issue and decided not to take on such a project, and we therefore propose that the Interpretations Committee finalise the agenda decision as it is. Do you agree?
Marat?
I agree with the agenda decision, but I would highly recommend that the Interpretations Committee recommends to the ISB to look at this issue. This is a broad issue that is common, how to account for holders for when you have an exchange of equity instruments, how to account for the holder's side. It's not addressed anywhere. We're stumbling on that issue many times, and so I do believe that the ISB should look at it in the not too distant future.
Apart from a broader project on derecognition?
Apart, yes. Separate project.
Charlotte?
I disagreed with the tentative agenda decision. I disagree with this one. I think we should be looking at it. I think it's wider than a specific transaction. This is detailed, and I think it could be narrow enough that we could look at it. And if the ISB is not going to look at it, somebody should.
Andrew?
I agree with finalising the decision on this particular fact pattern, which by definition is a very specific fact pattern, but I do share Esma's disquiet at the lack of guidance on whether a modification of financial assets is derecognition or we do modification accounting. It's not a new issue, but it keeps coming back at us. It's going to carry on, keep going back at us until something's done about it.
Bonnie?
My comments are very similar to Laurence's and Andrew's, but I do agree with finalizing on this specific issue, but I think the note that I had to myself was, should we acknowledge that the derecognition is a broader issue? So is that something we can deal with, or does that have to be part of a broader project? But that, to me, is the issue.
John?
I mean, I agree with the staff recommendation to finalize it, but I do agree with Laurence. I think this is a big issue. And I think we should recommend to the board that they take a look at it.
Okay. Let's take this in pieces. On the specific issue raised, on the phones, excuse me. Fei Long?
Yeah, I agree with the staff recommendation. I also agree with Lawrence's suggestion.
Sandy?
Ditto, I guess.
Okay. All right. On the specific, they already have told me what their vote is. On the specific transaction in the submission, those who support the staff recommendation, plus two on the phone is 13. Okay. Now, remember what I said last time. If we're going to suggest that the board do something, I think we have a responsibility to give them an idea about what something is. I hear a couple of board members, especially financial instruments specialists, saying they have no hope. So the question is, do we expend some amount of Interpretations Committee resources in an attempt to articulate a proposal to the board that is something more than y'all really need to think about this one. Because I got to tell you, and I think Sue would agree, they done thought about it before. Sue's comment off mic was, and know how hard it is. So that's the question that I'm putting to you for discussion. John?
I mean, in response to that, I mean, I would be prepared to support doing something, but I would want some pre-discussions with the board as to whether they had any chance of them actually taking it on, even if we did anything. So I agree with you that we shouldn't just say, I'll do something without a recommendation for what and some analysis. But it seems to me if the board has no appetite to take the issue on, then that analysis is just a waste of resources and a waste of this committee's time.
This isn't currently scheduled for small group meetings, is it, Michael?
No.
But it could be.
Could be.
Okay. In which case, John's suggestion is fair. Fair in any event, but fair and doable. Tony?
Almost exactly the same as John. I think if the committee is going to spend some time thinking about it, and it is a very hard question, I think we need to confirm that the board wouldn't take a recommendation for a limited scope amendment or whatever and say thanks but no thanks, and we get back into a game of ping pong. So I think some conversations before we embark on anything would be helpful.
Okay. Andrew?
I think that kind of pre-qualified discussion makes a huge amount of sense. But my other point would be that I think part of the reason this issue got nowhere in previous discussions, it was part of the wider derecognition project which hit the buffers. I think this is quite a discrete piece of the derecognition picture, just looking at asset modifications. And we do have something on liability modifications, which is in our IS 39 and IFRS 9 as a, or possibly a starting point without trying to sort of jump the gun on this.
All right.
We'll see.
I don't hear any objections to the idea of fleshing this out a little bit, trying to put it in a framework, and then discussing it in small group meetings with the board. I don't know that, again, small group meetings aren't going to get us anywhere if they're open-ended, so we need some kind of.
Well, can I just clarify, because I got the impression that you wanted a sort of a preliminary reaction from board members as to whether they would be happy to entertain a recommendation from you before you started to develop any recommendation that you might put to them.
Well, this is a chicken and an egg thing, though, Michael. I think we have to, if we just go to the board and say, look, modification of terms is an issue. They're going to say, or those of them who have been down the road before are going to say, congratulations, it's been an issue for 30 years. So what makes you think you're so smart? If we go to them and say, it's an issue, and this is at least an approach that we think could be pursued, and what would your reaction be if we pursued that, fleshed it out, and brought it back to you? That's different. Sue, you're nodding your head yes. Please jump in and help me.
I think that if you're going to come and talk to me at a small group meeting about this, I can tell you that what I'm going to ask you is how you could scope this. So far the board has said no because it's a derecognition question and we're not doing a derecognition project at the moment. We tried that, didn't go so well, decided we're not doing that for the moment. So you'd need to convince board members that it could sensibly be dealt with in the context of a more narrow scope project. And then what I would want to understand is how you could scope it in a way that it could be looked at sensibly out of the context of a bigger derecognition project. Whether you'd be thinking about it, how you'd think about it relative to impairment, because that's what it always bumps up against, which is why it's a much harder question than on the other side of the balance sheet, and why I think neither IFRS or US GAAP deal with it explicitly. And whether you'd be thinking about whether it should just be for equity instruments versus all financial assets, how you'd define equity instruments if you're going to do that, whether it would be only if you're changing contractual terms, how broad's the scope? I mean, there's so many different ways you could cut it, and how could you do it in a sensible way that would be helpful to people but would make it a manageable, discrete project? And I think that's something you'd need to spend a bit of time with Hannah and working with the FI team to think about whether that's something you could propose. Because otherwise I think the natural reaction from board members would be, that's a big project, that's a derecognition project, there's all sorts of implications for impairment, better to go into the agenda consultation.
Okay. With those words of advice, is there any objection to us pursuing this